Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive. Today we're tackling something pretty cool: how augmented reality and virtual reality are being used to help people who are deaf or hard of hearing communicate better.
It's amazing how tech that started in gaming and entertainment is finding these incredible applications.
Right, and we've got a ton of research to dig into, 22 studies, all published between 2000 and 2022.
A great snapshot of how this field is developing.
Definitely. But before we get too deep, can you give us a quick rundown of what AR and VR actually are? You know, for anyone who's not totally tech savvy.
Sure. Think of AR as adding digital layers onto the real world.
Okay, like what kind of layers?
Well, imagine wearing glasses that display captions right in your field of vision while someone's talking, or arrows popping up to guide you through a store. That's AR basically enhancing your real-world experience.
Gotcha. So it's not creating a whole new world, it's adding to the one we already see.
Exactly. VR, on the other hand, is a totally immersive digital environment.
Like stepping into a video game.
Exactly. It's where you might practice sign language in a virtual classroom, for example.
No, that's cool. You know, looking at the research, one thing that jumped out at me was early studies were mostly about VR, but now AR seems to be gaining traction. Any thoughts on why that might be?
Well, VR often requires those big headsets and can be expensive, which limits accessibility.
That makes sense. Not everyone can afford that kind of setup.
Right. But AR can work through smartphones and tablets, which many people already have.
Way more accessible.
Exactly. So it's more practical for everyday use, helping people navigate real-world situations in real time.
So it's about enhancing the world you're already in, not replacing it. Now, when we talk about communication and hearing loss, most people probably think of sign language first.
Yeah, that's natural.
But our research showed that AR and VR are being used for way more than that.
Absolutely. 15 of the studies we looked at did focus on nonverbal communication, with sign language being key.
But there's more, right?
Oh, yeah, there's more. What I find really fascinating is that 7 studies explored using AR and VR to enhance verbal communication for people with hearing loss.
Wait, so helping people understand spoken language better.
You got it.
I'm really curious about this now. What are some examples?
Well, they've used VR to teach lip reading skills, for instance.
That's amazing. How does that work?
Imagine being able to control the lighting, the speaker's facial expressions, even how fast they're talking, all in a virtual environment.
Ah, so it's like a super controlled way to practice.
It lets people practice in a way that just isn't possible in real life. And then with AR, think about how annoying it is when captions are delayed or inaccurate, especially during a live event.
Oh, yeah, totally. You miss half of what's being said.
Well, researchers are using AR to create captioning systems that are right there in your field of vision, no delays. It can revolutionize how people experience things like presentations and lectures.
Wow, I can see how that would be game-changing. It's like having your own personal closed captioning wherever you go. But let's shift gears for a minute and talk about education. A bunch of these studies focused on how AR and VR can help kids with hearing loss learn.
Yeah, 13 of the studies explored that, and the results are really promising. They found these technologies can make learning more engaging, more accessible, and just more effective for students with different needs.
Can you give me an example of what that actually looks like in a classroom?
Picture a VR website where kids can play games that teach them Malaysian Sign Language.
Way more fun than just memorizing from a book.
Right. And research shows it helps kids learn faster and remember more.
That's fantastic. It's like turning language learning into a video game. What other cool ways are they using this stuff in education?
They're even using VR to teach those really abstract concepts that can be tough for kids who can't rely on auditory cues.
I hadn't even thought about that.
One study used VR to help deaf children understand the concept of sequential time.
Okay, so like the order things happen in.
Yeah, exactly. It's crucial for things like planning and following instructions.
Wow, you don't realize how much we take for granted and how we learn. Any other examples that stood out to you?
One study developed an AR app to teach deaf students basic math concepts. It makes those abstract ideas much more concrete and easy to grasp.
This is all so fascinating. It really opens up a whole new world of possibilities for making learning more inclusive. But it's not just for kids, right? I bet these technologies have huge implications for adults with hearing loss, too.
You're absolutely right. They have the potential to help people of all ages live more independently and really participate in society. And actually, that's a perfect segue into what we'll be exploring in part two, how AR and VR are being used outside of the classroom to help adults navigate those everyday situations with more confidence and ease.
Welcome back, everyone. So last time we were totally geeking out over how AR and VR are being used in education to help kids with hearing loss learn in these super innovative ways.
Really exciting stuff.
But you mentioned that these technologies are also helping adults navigate the real world, too.
Right.
Can you give us some examples?
Okay, so imagine this. You're walking down a busy street, and your smartwatch suddenly vibrates. You look down, and an AR overlay shows you that a car horn is blaring behind you, like a warning. That kind of real-time awareness can be huge.
Wow, that's incredible, like having an extra set of senses to help you stay safe.
Exactly. And that's just one example. Researchers have created this VR tool called EarVR. It helps people practice identifying and locating sound sources, all in a virtual world.
Oh, interesting. Why is that so important?
Well, think about it. If you can't always rely on auditory cues to know where sounds are coming from, it can be tricky to navigate certain environments safely.
Ah, I see what you mean. It's like training your brain to make sense of sound in a whole new way. But I'm also curious about how these technologies can help people with hearing loss connect with others, you know, in social situations.
That's a great point. Remember, we were talking about AR being used to improve those captioning systems.
Yeah, making them more accurate in real time.
Well, imagine you're at a party and you have those captions seamlessly displayed right in your field of vision as people are talking.
No more struggling to keep up with the conversation.
Exactly. You're in the loop, feeling more included.
Okay, so this isn't just some far-off sci-fi stuff. It's actually happening now.
It's happening now. And it's only going to get more sophisticated and easier to access as technology keeps evolving.
That's really encouraging.
But you know what else is fascinating? Some of the research found that AR and VR can actually have a positive impact on cognitive skills.
Wait, are you saying that using these technologies can actually make people smarter?
Well, yeah, in a way. Several studies showed that practicing certain tasks in VR led to actual cognitive improvements.
Like what kind of tasks?
Well, one study found that practicing spatial rotation in VR was more effective than practicing it with just 2D objects, for example.
Hold on, what exactly is spatial rotation? I'm not familiar with that.
It's basically the ability to manipulate objects in your mind in 3D.
Oh, like solving a 3D puzzle in your head. I can see how that could be helpful.
Right. You use it for things like navigating, assembling furniture, all sorts of stuff. And VR just makes it way more immersive.
So your brain really thinks you're interacting with those objects in the real world?
Yeah. And that makes the learning experience much more engaging and effective. Plus, they found improvements in other cognitive areas, too.
Like what?
Things like inductive thinking.
So drawing conclusions based on patterns.
Yep, exactly. And also flexible thinking. You know, the ability to adapt to new situations.
Wow, so we're not just talking about communication here. It's about enhancing overall brain power. That's pretty amazing.
It is pretty incredible.
But I'm guessing there are still challenges, right? I mean, before these technologies become available to everyone.
Oh, definitely. Cost is a big one.
Yeah, VR headsets and all the software can get pricey.
And not everyone has the latest smartphone or tablet needed for some of the AR experiences. That's something to keep in mind.
And what about the research itself? Are there any limitations we should be aware of?
Well, a lot of these studies had pretty small sample sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So we need more research with larger, more diverse groups to really back up these findings.
Yeah, it's still early days. We don't want to overstate the benefits based on what we know now.
Right. But I have to say, I am really optimistic about the potential of AR and VR to transform the lives of people with hearing loss.
Me too. It's super inspiring. But I think it raises some even bigger questions.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
All right, welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into AR and VR for hearing loss. Last time, we were left with some pretty big questions to ponder.
The really interesting ones, yeah.
So spill the beans. What were you thinking about?
What got me thinking, as these technologies become more and more integrated into our everyday lives, you know, almost invisible, could they actually change the way we think about disability in general?
Whoa, that's a big one.
Right. Like, could they shift us from focusing on limitations to focusing on potential?
I see what you mean. If tech can help bridge the gap between what our bodies can do and what we want to achieve mentally, does that change the definition of ability itself?
Exactly. AR and VR offer a glimpse into a future where these assistive technologies aren't just about compensating, but about enhancing human potential, you know, in ways we never thought possible.
Yeah, it's almost like a total paradigm shift. Instead of focusing on what people can't do, we celebrate and support what they can do, especially with the help of tech.
Right. And it's not just about individuals either. This has implications for building a more inclusive society overall.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone gets to participate fully.
These technologies are powerful tools for breaking down barriers and fostering empathy.
Imagine a world where communication is effortless, learning is accessible to everyone, and differences are celebrated.
That's a world I want to live in. And that's what we've been exploring today, the power of technology to improve lives and create a better future.
I don't know about you, but I'm walking away from this deep dive feeling super inspired.
Me too. We've uncovered so much and raised some really thought-provoking questions.
A huge thank you to you for joining us on this exploration of AR and VR for hearing loss. We hope you learned something new, gained a fresh perspective, and maybe even had a few of those aha moments.
And remember, this is just the start. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep advocating for a future where technology helps create a more inclusive and equitable world for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for listening, everyone.